hope in us.
恩典降白白临到我们这些蒙恩的人。
Through the grace in Christ Jesus, now we receive this grace freely.
所以我们感谢你已经成就了救赎工作，我们今天在信心里面接受你所赐给我们一切的丰富。
Now, Lord, you have accomplished the salvation work. Now we can receive all the fullness in you.
因此早晨当我们一同在此思想受尽了意义的时候。
When we meditate this meaning of the baptism this morning,
求主借圣灵真的把这样的事物好像我们熟悉明白的道理重新说在心中。
Through the Holy Spirit, may you give us insight into the truth of this baptism.
让我们里面有更新的认识，好像知道如何活在这个新造的生命里面。
So the knowledge of the truth will be renewed and we can live in this new life.
好，叫基督的生命从我们身上显明出来，来荣耀主自己。
So that the Christ may be manifested in our lives to glory to His name.
我们求主恩待早晨这点时间。
And may you bless these hours.
我们仍然求你保险遮蔽我们每一个人。
May your precious blood cover all of us.
因为在这里我们不靠别的，只靠耶稣基督的血，我们才能够进到神面前的亲近他的称颂他。
Only through the precious blood of Lord Jesus we can come approach Him.
我们这样祷告都靠主耶稣基督的名求。
In Christ Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们知道在圣经里面有两件事情是主亲自吩咐我们在教会里面该做的事情。
We know that there are two things, commandments from the Lord that church should do.
就是受浸和擘饼纪念主。
One is baptism, the other is breaking bread.
我们知道这两件事情都不是一个宗教仪文。
These two things are not the rituals of religion.
这两件事情都在那要表明一个属灵的事实，要说明一个真理，一个见证。
Through these two commandments that God wants to show forth the truth and the testimony.
虽然外面看起来似乎是一种仪文仪式,
even though from the outside it looks like just a ritual.
但是主要借着这样一个聚集方式呢，要说明背后一个属灵的意义和它属灵的实际。
God wants to show through these two things the spiritual meaning behind things.
我们曾经交通过波比的意义。
We shared about the meaning of the breaking bread.
波比的意义，当我们每次在那边波饼纪念主的时候。
Whenever we come to remember the Lord during the breaking bread.
我们是借着桌上的饼和杯。
Through the bread and cup on the table.
我们看见桌上的饼，那就是表明基督的身体。
We see that the bread represents is the body of Christ.
他的身体剥开了,
His body was broken.
我们看见桌上的杯在那里是一个用血所立的新约。
The cup is the blood for the new covenant.
我们看见那里主的血流出来了。
We see the shedding of the blood of Lord Jesus.
所以借着桌上的饼和杯，我们看见主耶稣在十字架上为我们所成就的救赎工作。
So that through the bread and cup, we see the completed salvation of the Lord Jesus.
他在那里舍命流血。
He died and He shed His blood.
使我们罪得赦免，叫我们可以来到神面前。
So that our sins can be forgiven and we can approach God.
所以保罗在哥林多前书11章那里告诉我们。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
他说你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯的时候，是要表明主的死。
Paul tells us, whenever we meet together to drink and eat, is to reveal our Lord Jesus. So that we can come together in remembrance of Him.
So whenever
we come together for breaking bread, we see the death of the Lord Jesus. We remember His death.
是这样临到我们这里身上。
And we remember how His love came to us.
那受浸也是一样。
And in the same matter, baptism is also the same.
受浸也是要表明一个属灵的事实，一个真理，一个见证。
The baptism is also shows a spiritual truth and testimony.
我们知道今天人对波饼有很多的误解。 圣经有很多误解。
We know many people misunderstand the baptism.
人以为受浸是个得救条件, 要成为基督徒, 必须要受浸。
Some people think that baptism is a condition of salvation. You have to be baptized to be saved.
有人觉得说要, 成为教会的一个, 成为教会里面的人, 必须要借着这个受浸这个仪式, 他才能够加入教会。
Some people think that we have to go through the ceremony of baptism in order to be the member of the church.
我想这样讲法都不是圣经所告诉我们的。
Such ideas are not exactly what the Bible tells us.
只要一个人他愿意认罪悔改, 真正相信主耶稣基督,
as long as a person acknowledges his sin and repent and believe in the Lord Jesus,
相信耶稣他是神的儿子, 他为我们罪被钉在十字架上。
And believe Lord Jesus is the Son of God and He died on the cross for us.
他死了, 并且三天又从死里复活了。
He died and in 3 days He was resurrected from the dead.
若是有人是这样相信的话, 他就是一个得救的人, 他就是一个基督徒了。
If he believes in this truth, then he is a new creation and he is saved.
虽然他还没有受浸,
even though he hasn't been baptized yet,
但是他已经是一个得救的人。
But he is a saved man.
同样反过来, 若是一个人受了浸,
in other words, and a person is baptized,
但是他从内心里面没有真正的相信主耶稣基督是为我们罪死, 他是神的儿子。
On the contrary, if a person has been baptized, but he does not believe in the Lord Jesus,
即使人为他施浸了,
even though he was baptized by others,
他还是没有得救,
he is not a saved person.
他没有得到这个永远生命, 有一天他还是要在神的审判底下, 他要永远灭亡。
He is not saved, and at the end, he will be judged by God.
所以我们看见受浸不是一个人, 借着受浸他成为一个基督徒, 他成为一个得救的人。
So that it's not through baptism one becomes a Christian and be saved.
但是为什么我们需要受浸呢?
But why do we need to be baptized?
当一个人他真的是相信主得救了, 他有, 主的圣灵在他里面。
After a person believes in the Lord, he has this life of Christ in him.
他已经因信称义, 他已经得救了。
So he is justified and he is saved.
为什么他还需要受浸?
Then why does he need to be baptized again?
头一个就是, 这是主的吩咐。
First of all, it is because the Lord commanded this.
主吩咐一个信主的人, 他必须要受浸归在主名下。
Lord says, one who believes and he will need to be baptized into the name of the Lord.
所以当一个人真的信主又, 头一个要学习, 要顺服主的话。
So first thing, once a person believes, he needs to follow the Lord's commandments.
那第二个就是我们要借着受浸在那表明我们和主的一个属灵关系。
So through the baptism, we showed our relationship with the Lord.
在那表明我们与主是一个联合的人。
And to show that we are united with Lord.
我们在那里也在神的面前, 在人面前, 在魔鬼面前。
So before God and men and angels,
我们在见证主为我们所成就的事情。
We testified for the Lord for what He has done in us.
我们在宣告见证主耶稣为我们所成就的三件事情。
So we testify for 3 things the Lord has done for us.
这是罗马书第六章那里所告诉我们的。
We call it in Romans chapter 6.
我们一个相信主耶稣基督的人，因着受洗归在他名下，我们在那里表明。 我们是与他同死、同埋葬、同复活。
So here it tells us we're baptized into his death. Now we are belong to him, and we are baptized into his death and into his resurrection.
这就是受浸的意义。
So this is the meaning of the baptism.
所以罗马书第六章是圣经里面最清楚告诉我们什么是受浸。
So Romans 6 tells us clearly the meaning of the baptism.
所以早晨我就很简要地说到什么叫受浸。
So in the morning, I'd like to share about what baptism is.
头一个就是我们在那里借受浸呢，我们表明我们与主同死。
So first, that through baptism we testify that we are dead with Christ.
所以保罗说，岂不知我们是这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？
So it says, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death?
我们知道主耶稣为我们罪被钉死在十字架上。
We know that Christ was crucified for our sins.
有两面的意义。
It has twofold meaning.
头一个就是他为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
First meaning is that for our sins,He was crucified.
他是神的羔羊，背负世人一切罪孽。
He is the Lamb of God, and He carries all sins.
所以神公义的审判临到他的身上。
So that the righteous judgments fell on him.
因为罪的工价就是死。
Because the wage of death, wage of sin is death.
他是义的，代替我们这些不义的。
He is the just one.He is in the place of those who are not justified.
他是无罪的，代替我们有罪的人。
He is sinless. Now he became sin for us.
他被钉死在十字架上。
Now he was crucified on the cross.
所以十字架时头一个就是代替，他代替我们被在那里承受神愤怒的审判。
So first level meaning of cross is that he is.This is a substitution. He died for us.
所以我们这些罪人，神的审判就不会再临到我们身上。
So that the righteous judgment will not fall on us again.
他被钉死在十字架上，我们这些人就不再死了。
Because he died on the cross, so that we don't have to die anymore.
我们相信主耶稣基督，我们就不再有，我们不再下地狱，最后永远的灭亡。
So after we believe the Lord Jesus, we will not go to hell.And suffer eternal death.
这是十字架上主耶稣基督的死所表明的头一个意义。
So this is the cross means to us.
第二个意义呢是借着主耶稣十字架时，在那里让我们看见我们是与他一同被钉十字架。
The second level of meaning is that the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross, so we are united with him on the cross.
他死了，他被钉死了，我们也将被钉死了。
He was crucified. We were all crucified with him.
所以保罗说，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
So it says that we know that our old self was crucified with him.
所以虽然是在那被钉十字架，我们这个旧造亚当生命的人也一同在那被钉死在十字架上。
So when Lord Jesus crucified, our old self also was crucified with the Lord Jesus, our old Adam.
所以不仅他死了，我们也和他一同死了。
Not only he died, but also we all died.
因着我们这个旧造的人在那被钉死了。
So our old creation was crucified.
我们就可以脱离罪的瑕疵。
So that now we became free from sin.
我们知道人之所以会犯罪。
The reason why man sin.
因为我们里面肉体里面有个犯罪的律。
Because this is a law of sin.
我们身上有个罪的权势在那控制辖制我们去犯罪。
So law of sins on our body, so we cannot help but sin.
所以神说我们是一个罪的奴仆。
So Bible tells us we are slaves of sin.
我们在那顺服这个罪的权势，我们在那犯了许多罪。
So under the power of sin, we sin many sins.
现在我们这个旧造生命和主耶稣一同钉死在那里。
Now this old creation was crucified with the Lord on the cross.
所以不仅主死的，我们也死了。
Not only the Lord died, but also we died with him.
所以当我们这个旧人死了以后，我们就可以不再犯罪。
So after our old self died, then we no longer need to sin.
我们就脱离罪的瑕疵，脱离罪的权势。
Now we are free from sin and from the power of sin.
就如一个肉身的一个生命的人。
Like a person who have a life in him.
就像这些人，我们在地上犯了许许多多罪，每天都在犯罪。
So as we live on this earth, we sin many times in a day.
有一天我们这个人死掉。
One day we die.
你看，我们就不会再犯罪，是不是？
And we no longerhave ability to sin anymore.
一个死人他怎么会再犯罪呢？
a dead person cannot sin.
所以同样在属灵的实际里面, 我们何处在那里, 同定死了。
So in Christ, in the Lord, they will crucify with him.
所以一样书信告诉我们说, 凡从神生的, 就不犯罪。
So that John tells us, he who is born of God does not sin.
我们得到神这个圣洁的生命。
Because we receive this holy life in us.
这是个不犯罪的生命。
This life cannot sin.
这是因着我们和主一同定死在那里。
Because we were crucified with the Lord.
我们相信主耶稣基督, 我们得到这永远的生命。
After we believe in the Lord Jesus, we receive this eternal life.
这是主在世界上为我们所成就的一个主观的一个客观的真理。
So this is what Lord has accomplished on the cross objectively for us.
在实际生活里面, 若是我们是活在这个神的生命里面,
to be practical in our life, that if we live in this life,
我们过基础的生活, 我们就可以不犯罪。
And we live a Christian life, then we do not sin.
感谢主, 这些都是我们主观的经历。
So these are the subjective experience for all Christians.
所以刚刚我们要唱的诗歌有好像有解说我们这个死的何其好。
So that one of the hymns we just sang, it says that death is such beautiful.
所以感谢主, 不仅主为我们罪死了。
So not only Christ died for us,
他把我们包含在他里面, 我们也在那一同死了。
He also included us, so we all died with him.
所以我们可以脱离罪的权势, 我们不再做罪的奴仆。
So we can be freed from sin and no longer slave to sin.
底下就告诉我们说, 我们就把这个人献给义, 做义的奴仆。
And later it says, we offer a member to be the slaves of righteousness.
所以一个基督徒若是把自己奉献给主, 奉献给义, 我们在那里就可以行义出来。
So after we offer a body as a slave of righteousness, then we can live a righteousness in our life. And we can live a life which does not sin.
虽然就着我们的属灵生活经历来说好像不太容易这样发生在我们身上。
Of course, in our own experience, we feel it is not quite the same.
事实上我们天天在经历这个不犯罪的生活。
But in fact, that we do experience this the life without sin.
或是说我们基督徒生活，我们慢慢信主连日以后，你会发现好像以前犯了很多罪，好像慢慢那个犯罪的机会次数减少很多了。
Because we gradually find out after we believe that the frequency of committing certain sins become fewer and less and less.
越过那个过那个圣洁的生活的时候，自然而然好像外面要犯罪好像就不容易了。
And after we have this holy life, that it is difficult for us to sin.
所以受浸头一个就表明我们和主一同死了。
So the first meaning of this baptism is that we died with Christ.
不仅与他同死, 然后再来我们与他一同埋葬。
And next will be we were buried with him.
所以在这里说我们受洗归入他死和他一同埋葬。
So it says through baptism we are buried with him as well.
我们知道我们这个肉身生命的人有一天我们死了以后。
So those who have physical life, once we pass away,
人就把我们抬进埋葬, 是不是?
Other people will bury us.
不然受浸就是这样, 因为我们已经死了, 所以我们需要受浸, 我们需要埋葬。
Because we died, so we need to be buried.
因为那个受浸的水就是死亡的水。
Because the water and the baptism means the death.
所以当一个人在受浸进到水里面，表明说我们这个人在被埋葬了。
So when we enter into the water, it means that we are buried.
主耶稣死了以后，他也埋葬了。
When Lord Jesus died and he was buried.
同样，我们也死了，所以我们必须要埋葬，我们必须要受浸，来表明这个事实。
That's why that after we died with Christ, we need to be buried with him.
所以我们看见当一个人死掉被埋葬以后，这个人就从世界上消失掉了。
So after we're buried, then we disappear from this world.
人就看不见他了。 And
people cannot see us.
这个死掉的人就和这个世界的关系在那已经做一个了结，做个结束了。
But that person separate from all relationship with this world.
他就不再属于这个世界。 He
does not belong to this world anymore.
所以当主耶稣死掉被埋葬以后，他说：“我就不再属世界。”
So after Lord Jesus died and buried, he says, I'm not of this world. So this experience of the Lord become our experience.
我不仅死了，我还需要被埋葬。
Not only that we need to die, but also we need to be buried.
当我们跟受浸归入他的死，一同和他埋葬的时候，说明我们这个人与世界的关系已经结束了。
So after we died and were buried with him, then we say again.
我们这个人就不再属于，
and we are not of this world anymore.
我们就不再属于世界了。
We are not of this world.
所以主要是说，我不属世界，你们也是不属世界的。That's
why Lord Jesus says, "You are not of the world, as I am not of the world."
我们现在是属主的人，属神的人，属于天国的人。Now
we belong to the Lord, and we belong to the heavenly kingdom.
我们是属于神家里面的人。Now
we are part of the household of God.
感谢主，这个受浸的第二个意义。This
is the second meaning of this baptism.
所以使徒在加太第六章那里告诉我们。
So in Galatians chapter 2, it tells us,
他说因十字架救赎，就是保罗说，就我来说，世界已经被钉在十字架上了。
He says that to me, the world has been crucified.
所以世界被钉在十字架上，我们怎么看这个世界呢？
So if the world has been crucified, to me, then how do we view the world?
因为世界已经死了，我就与他没有什么关系，我就不会再爱这个世界。
Because the world is dead to me, so I will not love this world.
我们怎么会爱一个死的东西呢？
How could we love a dead thing?
但是就了世界而论,
but to the world,
就是世界怎么来看我们这个人呢？
How world sees us?
我这个人已经被钉在十字架上了。Says
that I have been crucified.
所以世界看我们这个人也是一个死了的人，因为我们已经被钉死在十字架上了。So
the world also sees us as a dead person.
所以我们也不属于他。So
we do not belong to him.
我们不属于这个世界的人。We
do not belong to this world.
所以是说你们都是属世界，世界就会。 爱他，爱死他的人。
Lord Jesus said, if you are of the world, then world love those who belong to it.
只是我们不属世界。
But we are not of the world.
是主从世界里面拣选了我们。
It is the Lord who chose us from the world.
所以世界就恨你们。
That's why the world hates us.
所以我们今天看一个基督徒，世界怎么看我们呢？
So for Christian, how the world sees us?
不信主的参看我们这些基督徒，不属于他们那个，跟他们是不同国的了。
So the world sees us does not belong to the same kingdom.
所以他们觉得说这个基督徒，双我们说你们好像都是自以为是有什么，自以为超人一等。
So others, when they see us, they feel like we are different from them.
好像觉得好像我们比较圣洁，他们好像比较不是那个圣洁的人。
They see us that we are holier than them.
他嘲笑我们，他欺负我们，他恨我们。
So they hate us and they dislike us.
因为基督徒常常在很多事情上跟他好像很不同。
Because in many things, a Christian acts differently from them.
想的比较说就是不与他们同流合污。
In other words, we are not in the same vein.
他们不是羡慕，他们是轻视、藐视我们。
They despise us. They hated us.
所以弟兄姊妹，就着十字架的救赎工作也是一样。
So in the same token, that's the same as the work of salvation.
因着我们蒙恩得救了，所以我们看世界，知道这个世界是会过去的，我们不会爱慕这个世界。
After we're saved, we will not love the world.
这个世界已经被钉在十字架上了。
The world to us already crucified on the cross.
世界看我们也是一样。
And the same as the world sees us.
因为我们已经被钉在十字架上了。
Because we were crucified on the cross.
我们不再是属于这个世界。
We do not belong to this world.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
受浸是它代表的一个意义。
So this is the meaning of the baptism.
所以当我们当受浸归入主，你先不仅遗嘱一同死，也将一同埋葬。
So when we believe, not only we were dead with Christ, but also we were buried with Christ.
更重要的是从死里又复活了。More
importantly, we were also raised with Him from the dead.
所以我们看主耶稣他被钉死在十字架上，他埋葬了三天。
We know after He was crucified, He was buried for 3 days.
经过三天以后，他又从死里复活了。
In the 3 days that he was raised again.
他从坟墓里面出来了,
he came out of the tomb.
因为死亡不能拘禁他,
because death cannot take hold of him.
因他是生命,
because he is life.
同样主耶稣基督的经历也就成为我们基督的经历。
So experience of the Lord in this becomes our own experience.
当我们受浸进到水里面，我们被埋葬了。
When we baptize into the water and to be buried with Him, we would come out of the water, meaning that we were raised up again. That we received a resurrection life, that is Christ's life. We come out of death.
但我讲这个从死亡出来，不是讲我们今天肉身的那个从死里出来。
Doesn't mean physically that we are resurrected yet.
的确，不是现在，是将来。当我们这个肉身死了以后，我们的确当主在的时候，我们要从坟墓里出来。
But one day, then when we pass away, that when Jesus comes, then we will be raised from our tomb.
因为我们里面的生命是死亡不能拘禁的生命。
Because we also possess this life that death cannot take hold of.
当我们从死亡坟墓里出来的时候，我们穿上一个新的荣耀身体。
So after we raise from the dead, then we will be enclosed with the new life.
所以一方面我们和主一同死了。
So on one hand, that we died with Christ.
和主一同埋葬了。
We were buried with Him.
更重要，我们和主一同复活了。More
importantly, we are raised up with Christ.
所以保罗说，我们在他死的形状上与他联合。So
that Paul says, if we are united with Him in the likeness of His death,
也在复活形状上与他联合。We
shall be also live in the likeness of His resurrection.
受浸聚会，受浸就是要表明我们与主联合这个事实。
So that through baptism, it tells us we are united with the Lord.
感谢主, 这是主在十字架上所完成救赎工作所带给我们的福分。
So this is the blessing that the Lord Jesus has accomplished for us through His salvation on the cross.
这是我们的属灵的一个经历。
So this is also our experience.
所以当一个人在那里见证这件事情的时候，
So when a person testifies for this truth,
见证我们是一个死了的人，我们是个被埋葬的人。
To testify that we were dead and we were buried.
我们见证我们是复活的人，我们里面有复活生命。
Also to testify that we were raised up, that we now possess the resurrection life.
所以保罗说，叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
So Paul says that we shall be in the likeness of the new life, newness of life.
因为我们是一个新造的人，我们得到一个新造的生命。
Because we are now new creation, now we receive this new life.
所以在这个新的生命上里面，我们在开始过基础生活的时候，我们就有新的样式。
Because we have this new life in us, so that we have this newness of life.
这是一个新的生活。
It is a new living.
我们跟从前那个旧造所过的生活是不一样的。
So it is different from when we were in our old creation.
以前还没有信主，里面是那个败坏亚当的生命。
Before we come to believe in the Lord, we had this corruption of the Adam's life.
现在蒙恩得救了。
Now we are saved through grace.
基督复活生命在我们里面。
Now the resurrection life of Christ lives in us.
只要我们学习活在这个生命里面。
As long as we learn to walk in this new life, then we can live out this holy life without blemish. So this is should be the normal condition of Christian.
因为我们里面那个生命是个不犯罪的生命，是个圣洁公义的生命。
So that the new life as he in us is, he cannot die, he cannot sin.
借着我们基督属灵生活在那里来见证主耶稣基督。
So through the spiritual walk that we testify the Lord.
赞荣耀主。赞荣耀主。
To the glory of the Lord.
所以我们巴不得今天要受祭的三位弟兄姊妹。若是有这样的认识的话
We hope that the freeborn sisters today who are to be baptized have such a knowledge.
我们感谢主，他们因着相信，他们得救了。
So because of their belief, they're saved.
他们经历与主同死，经历与主同埋葬。
And they will experience the death and the resurrection with the Lord.
今天在生活里面也天天要经历与主同复活。
In their daily life, they also experience that the newness of this new life with the Lord.
靠主的恩典，一直活在这个新生命里面。
In His by His grace, He will live daily in this new life.
自然而然就发觉基督生活的确可以过一个不犯罪的生活。
So they realize that a Christian can live a life without sinning.
因为我们已经从罪和死亡的权势里面出来了。
Because we came out of this power of sin.
我们里面有一个更大力。
There is the greater law and power.
胜过那个死亡的力。
That overcomes the law of the sin and death.
胜过那个肉体的犯罪的力。
And this law overcomes the law of the sinning and power of sinning.
因为是圣灵，是圣灵生命的力在里面。
Because the law of the spirit of life lives in us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他的受尽这个意义不仅让我们重新再有机会思想。
Not only that we can meditate on the meaning of the baptism.
我想盼望所有弟兄姊妹我们一同在经历我们是怎样与主同死同埋葬更是与他同复活。
And we can also experience that with the Christ,The death and burial and the resurrection.
好像基督徒生活真过一个新生命的样式。
So that we can live in the newness of life.
一举一动都要显明主耶稣基督复活身上里面。
Whatever we do, that we will exemplify the life of Christ in us.
见证主自己。
To testify for Himself.
叫主得到荣耀。
To the glory of the Lord Jesus.
将到这今天当这些事祷告。
So we have a brother to pray for us. Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有点祷告。
Father, we just give you thanks that we no longer belong to this world.
父啊，我们感谢你，因为我们不再属于这个世界。
But we instead belong to you.
相反，我们是属于你的。
That you have brought us into your household.
谢谢你把我们带到你的家。
Lord, we just ask that you help us to walk according to this new resurrection life within us.
求你帮助我们，让我们可以靠着这个新的生命来行事为人。
So we can just be this daily testimony for your glory.
让我们成为天天成为你荣耀的见证。
Just thank you and pray this all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
感谢赞美你，这样的祷告是奉我主我救主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us take a moment to review some announcements.
我叫郭玉英。今年91岁来自中国天津今天我要回家了是神的家感谢主耶稣他把我带回家归入他的名下现在我宣告我承认我是个罪人我愿意接受主耶稣做我的救主求主赦免我的罪从此让主耶稣做我生命的主掌管我的一生我愿意信而受尽归入基督 与主同死同复活，感谢赞美主。
Greetings, brothers and sisters. My name is Guo Yuying. I'm 91 years old. I came from Tianjin, China. Today, I'm going home. That is God's house. And God, thank the Lord Jesus that He found me and He bring me to His name. Now, I proclaim that I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. I'm willing to accept the Lord Jesus as my Savior. And we ask the Lord, I ask the Lord to forgive all my sins. And from now on, that I'll let Christ, Lord Jesus, to be the Lord of my life and control and reigning through all my life. I'm willing to believe and get baptized into Christ Jesus, and to be dead and to be raised up with Christ. Thank and praise the Lord.
Okay,
My name is Liu Ming, and I came from Tianjin, China.
在国内，我所认识的主都从身边亲人口中知道的神、祷告、教会。
So I learned about Christ through the words of my close friends.And learn about prayer and the church.
直到2017年，我和先生来到美国，与儿子一家参加了教会的主日活动。
And 2017, when my husband and I came to the United States, attended the church services with my son's family, and I began to know this God.
第一次认识了这看不见的神。
First time I.Learn to know this unseen God.
第一次翻开圣经，听大家讲圣经里的故事。
Now the first time, when I opened the Bible, hear the stories within.
第一次近距离的感受我身边的基督徒。
And it was first time I experienced the Christian, what Christian is.
看到待人友善。心中平安喜乐，慢慢的被大家庭的温暖、喜乐、真诚所包围。
So I experienced kindness and peace and joy of Christian around me. I gradually surrounded by the warmth, joy and sincerity of this big family.
在福音班，我们一起聆听了神的话语，兄弟姊妹解答了我们的疑惑。就这样，我们心里的那颗种子悄悄的发芽了。
In the gospel class, we listen to God's word together and brothers and sisters answer our questions. This is how the seed in my life quietly began to sprout.
回国后，自己的信心明显不够了。直到2022年，我们教会的主日福音线上聚会开始，让我们又有了亲近主、聆听神话语的机会。
After returning to China, my faith began to wane, to be weakened. It wasn't until 2022 when a church online Sunday gospel meeting started that we once again had the opportunity to draw near to the Lord and listen to His word.
同时也学会了跟主交通祷告。
And we also learned to communicate and pray with the Lord.
2023年9月我在雨霞弟兄、邓燕姊妹和儿子于洋的见证下做了决志祷告。
In September 2023, I made a decision prayer of decision in the presence of Brother Yu Xia, Sister Deng Yan, and my son Yu Yang.
接下来，我感受到了与主的关系越来越亲密，更认识自己是罪人。
Since then, I felt the increasing close relationship with the Lord and recognized myself as a sinner.
以前只是用世人的眼光看世人的罪，对主了解越多，越发现自己身体、心灵犯过的罪有多少。
Previously, I only saw the sins of people through the eyes of the world. The more I understood the Lord, the more I realized how many sins I've committed in the body and spirit, feeling unable to face the Heavenly Father.
觉得无法面对天父，慢慢提醒自己，这是神所不喜悦的。
Slowly, I reminded myself that this is displeasing to God.
2024年先生的离开让我一度崩溃。
So my husband's passing caused me to collapse.
无法与人交流，不能出门，不能看手机，不能听电话铃声。
Unable to communicate with others, or leaving the house, looking at my phone, unable to, afraid of hearing the phone tone.
整日以泪洗面。
So I cried every day.
在这最艰难的日子里。
During this most difficult time.
有远在美国纽约和明尼苏达的家人，以教会里的兄弟姊妹问候。
The greetings and prayers from family and church members in New York and Minnesota.
让我知道了主是爱我，主的陪伴慈爱一直都在。
Through their encouragement and that let me know that the Lord loves me.
我便试着每日与主交通祷告，变成了我随时随地的与主交通祷告。
So I began to try to communicate and pray to the Lord daily and turn it into a constant communication and prayer.
仰望主。让我得到了平安，获得了力量。
Looking up to the Lord, gaining peace and finding the strength.
最后，我与兄弟姊妹们分享的是我最喜欢《约翰一书》一章九节。
Finally, I'd like to share with you my favorite verse from 1 John 1:9.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺。真理不在我们手里了。我们若认识自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必然赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we say that we do not have sin, then we don't have a truth in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我确信主耶稣的宝血已经洁净了我的罪。
I'm convinced that the blood of Jesus has cleansed my sins.
我已蒙恩得救了。
I've been saved by grace.
神是信实的，公义的。
So God is faithful and just.
我也愿意做跟葡萄树紧密相连的葡萄枝，努力结出好的果子，让主常在我里面，我常住在主里面。
So I also desire to be a branch closely connected to the vine, striving to bear good fruit, so that the Lord may always be in me and I remain in Him.
荣耀神，愿所有的赞美和荣耀都归于主。
Glory to the Lord God, may all praise and glory be to the Lord.
谢谢大家。
Thank you all. Next we have Li Siyuan, Brother Li Siyuan. So I thought that I wrote very briefly, but it actually quite long.
Take up two pages.
Yeah. 大家好，我叫李思源。很难得有这个机会在咱们教会受洗。
Greetings. I thank the Lord that I'll have the opportunity to be baptized in our church.
感谢从开始到今天教会里遇到的弟兄姊妹和我的家人。谢谢你们的帮助。
Thank the Lord that the brothers and sisters I met and the family members they helped me.
在此我做一个见证，希望同大家一起分享我的喜悦。
I'd like to give a testimony so everyone can share with my joy.
第一个我想分享的话题是信心。
So I'd like to share the subject of faith.
其实到受洗前的这几个周，我才最后补充了足够的信心。
So only a few weeks before the baptism service that I finally be able to fill up the faith that I lack.
通过平常查经和弟兄姊妹的沟通，我可以比较深入理解主耶稣的话。
So through the fellowship with the Franciscans, I began to understand God's word in a deeper way.
但是决定做基督徒走这个路是像一颗种子从小到大的过程。
But the decision to believe in the Lord, follow Him as a process of growth from small to mature. Maturity.
Yeah. 我最早开始接触神的时候，信心是不大的。
So the my first encounter with God is what?
信心是不大。
My faith was very small.
在研究生的第二年是我的一个低谷期，由于健康的一些原因，我不能全身心的去奋斗。
So in the second year of my graduate study, because of my health issues, I could not fully participate in my study.
做我喜欢的学习工作和日常活动。
To learn the subject that I like and conduct the daily activities.
我觉得这段不得不停下来的时间是无光的。但是我不想就这么放弃。
So the decision I made to cease from studying, actually it was darkness for me.
我开始阅读，试图从书中找到一些答案。
I started to read books, hoping that I could find the answers from the books.
这个时候我开始认识主，了解主耶稣。
This was the beginning that I started to know the Lord.
我想学习和了解怎么样能镇守住一个人的心。
I like to learn the way to keep one's heart.
这些是我促使我阅读圣经、了解基督的初因。
So this was the first motive that I have to learn Christ Jesus and His Bible.
我从新约里边的福音书和哥林多前书里的章节获得了很多安慰。
So from the gospel books and First Corinthians, I learned much.
Yeah. 但是我还是不足以完全相信。
That's a cell phone beeps.
但是我还是不足以完全相信。
But I couldn't fully believe.
我记得在绝志祷告前，在主日福音班上，我向弟兄姊妹追问了很多问题。
So during the gospel class, I asked a lot of questions.
所以我想强调，最后决定做绝志祷告、决定受洗，并不是我穷尽了极好的解释。
So I like to emphasize this point that I come to believe and willing to be baptized doesn't mean that I got all the best answers to all my questions.
它是一个遵从内心的决定。
This actually is the following of my heart.
简单说就是在做好我自己。
Simply put that, I want to prepare my heart well.
对，最让我从弟兄姊妹受益的一句话是，人和神应当建立一份关系 relationship.
Most helpful statement I heard was that we want to establish relationship with God.
相信大家也看到我信实的过程真的比较慢。
As people see that the process of my believing the Lord was very slow.
但是我觉得信心可能是理解主最关键的一点。
But I believe the faith is the most critical part.
第二个我想说的是缘分和拣选。
And second point I'd like to share is the opportunity and election.
我来美国上学以及加入这个教会，我觉得这些经历是特殊的。
经历是什么？
特殊的。
特殊的。Okay. So, my being able to come to the state and study, is very special experience for me.
遇到这些朋友和弟兄姊妹，是我相信也是主的一种安排。
Come to know the brown sister and other friends, I think it's all from the Lord. It's the Lord's doing.
我也很祝福在座的弟兄姊妹，因为大家能够读到圣经里的内容是一种深刻的福气。
I believe that brown sisters. We are able to read the scripture, read the Bible is actually a blessing from the Lord.
最后我想说的一点是感谢 appreciation.
Finally, I'd like to give thanks. In other words, appreciation, show my appreciation.
我体会到一个简单道理，就是为我们安排的事情可能发生了就是好事情，所以人要承接感谢。
So I began to learn that whatever happened to us actually is a good thing.
虽然这个方向这个心态我现在做不到，但我觉得是一个值得讲出来分享的方向。
Even though I will not be able to fully comprehend this statement, but I'd like to pursue this.
最后请允许我用哥林多前书第十三章的几句话作为结尾祝福大家，是我到现在都在反复读的几个章节。
So lastly, I'd like to share from the 1 Corinthians chapter 13 a few words with you.
我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子。
When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child.
既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。
When I became a man, I did away with the childish things.
我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清。
For now we see in the mirror dimly.
到那时就要面对面了。
But then face to face.
我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。
Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known.
如今长存的是有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。
But now faith, hope, love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love.
希望大家和我在主的带领下都能平安喜乐，谢谢大家。
So I hope that under the guidance of the leading of the Lord, that we all have a peace and joy. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that gave us opportunity to hear the testimony from these three brown sisters.
国阿姨可能是我们这儿受浸年纪最大的一个，是不是？91岁。
Sister Guo could be the oldest person to be baptized in this church.